Transform Your Life with Teresa and Tanya, where we talk weight loss and all things in between.
Ready to transform your journey from bariatric surgery to weight loss to plastic surgery to recovery? POP Recovery Systems is here to guide you every step of the way. With our unique comprehensive support system, we match you with top surgeons, provide customized wellness plans, and offer financing solutions to make your dream a reality. From concierge wellness, mental health to nutrition, our team is dedicated to your success. Don't navigate this path alone. Join POP Recovery Systems and experience a seamless, supported transformation. Visit us at poprecoverysystems.com to learn more and start your journey to a new you.
Hey guys, welcome back. Tanya and I have been recovering from skin removal surgery, and we are so excited to be back recording our next episode. I am 1 month, 1 week post-op plastic surgery. I had a full bilateral thigh lift with Mons-plasty and liposuction. And my girl, Tanya, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good. So I'm 1 month out today. I cannot believe it's been a month. I had the fleur-de-lis. I had the full all the way around, which you guys know I struggled with, making the decision to go all the way around or just do the front on the lower body lift. I am 100% so glad I went all the way around because the recovery is, I haven't even noticed my back, like at all. That's been my least part is my back. It's given me no trouble at all. And then I had a breast lift, and then the fat that they removed from liposuction areas on my back and my saddlebags and my armpits and my stomach, they took the good fat and put that in my breast because I didn't want implants. And so I'm 1 month out today, and my life is forever changed. Like Dr. Rednum, she is my hero. And we've talked almost every day since then. We talked last night because I'm having a small little issue with my belly button, but it's nothing to be like too concerned about. And she always eases my fears. I'm like, what about this? Look at this. I've sent her so many pictures, and she's like, Tanya, it's fine. I see these pictures all the time. It's fine. But yeah, my life has changed. I have on clothes today, pants that I wore a couple of months back, and they were so tight and I didn't feel comfortable in them. And I have the same pants on today, and they fit. They're almost too big, actually. Everything has changed in 1 month for my life. So I'm super grateful for that.
You know, you have me covered in chills. The internet has been buzzing with your recovery. My DMs have been blowing up with people concerned, you know, wanting to know how you were doing. And you and I have stayed in like constant contact. Yes. And everything. And I've gone through a very similar surgery to what you have gone through. And I know how life-changing that surgery is, how intense the recovery can be. And no matter how much you prepare for a surgery like that, there are always things that come up. So I want to dive right into you and your surgery journey. I know we went round and round before about you not wanting the surgery to do the full around for your back and everything. And I'm so glad that you did. We said that Dr. Rednum had told you, people regret not doing it, but no one regrets doing it. So tell us a little bit about what your recovery has been like. I know that you had a really scary moment, you know, that you haven't shared publicly maybe, but it's important for people to know that, you know, these issues are real. Plastic surgery, as much as you can prepare for it, things come up, but you have had an amazing support team, your family, POP Recovery and everything. So tell us a little bit, how are you doing? How are you feeling? And what were some of the moments that stood out to you, good and bad, through this whole journey so far?
So I'm feeling good now, but I was not feeling good for a long time. I was weak. I short of breath. I'm a shallow breather. I never knew that. Dr. Rednum is the one that found that out. My surgery went about 3 hours over the time limit that it should have gone because they could barely wake me up because I was a shallow breather. So they couldn't get my oxygen level to where I could stay awake. I just kept going back under. I just kept going back to sleep. They could not get me awake. So for me, that wasn't scary because I didn't know it was happening. But for my husband, who was there, and my Med Miami nurse was there, and Charville from POP Recovery, they were all there. That was very scary for them because they were like, what is going on? My husband got to a point to where he was like, okay, like, what is happening? It's been 3 hours longer than it's supposed to be. They could not keep my oxygen level up. They let them come back and thought that maybe my husband could wake me up and keep me awake. So it was really scary. It was scary for them, not me, because I didn't know that was happening. So I'm a shallow breather, which means I can get pneumonia very easily after surgery. So I have a little breather. I was going to put it on my desk because I need to do it about every other hour. I have a little breathing machine that I breathe into 15 times, deep breaths. So that's something that I wasn't expecting. I wasn't expecting to have to, you know, breathe every other hour into a breathing tube. Med Miami was there with me. I was so thankful for Marquita. She was amazing. She stayed with me. Pop Recovery actually got her to stay with me extra days because I was so weak afterwards. And I'm strong. Like, I'm a walker. Like, you guys know me. Like, I walk every morning. I get up. I'm not a sitter. I'm not like I used to be. I used to sit all day long and lay in the bed all day long. I don't do that now. I pride myself on not doing that. So I honestly thought, not that this would be a walk in the park. I knew it wasn't going to be. But I honestly thought I would be stronger, and I was so weak. I could barely move. My husband had to help me. Charvel was there to help me. Marquita helped me with every move that I did. They had to help me. I was so weak.
I know, as your friend, talking to you almost daily, seeing you video chatting, because we video chatted often, I was afraid, and I know what it was like to be at that phase of that recovery. It's not an easy recovery, no matter how much support you have, no matter how much you prepare. It takes a major toll on your body. And there were moments where I was afraid. When I went to go see my plastic surgeon for my follow-up, they were asking about you because they were concerned. I mean, my DMs, thousands of people were concerned. Now, you mentioned the breathing issue. So can you tell us a little bit more about some of the issues you had that you've dealt with?
Yes. And so Dr. Redmond informed me and my husband when they pulled out the plug, when they pulled out their tube, from me being under, that it was attached to a huge mucus plug. And so I had, about 2 weeks before that, I had flu B. And so we're not sure if it's because I'm a shallow breather or because I had flu. We don't know why the bottom of my lungs were filled with mucus. And so she did say they pulled a huge mucus plug out when they pulled the tube out, but that all of it didn't come out. And so I'm very grateful for the support team that I had. If I didn't have that support team, if I did not have Marquita and Charvel and my husband, I'm going to tell you that I would not be here today, because I had a little episode of, I'll get emotional because this is I've shared this with you, Teresa, but I have not shared this with the world. I took my first shower and I had a shower chair. We did everything right. And since then, I have thought about it. It was the steam of the shower. You know, it breaks up your mucus. And they said it didn't all come out. And so after you had the surgery, I was instructed I had to be blow dried. And so I was laying flat on the bed. They had got me, all three of them, Bobby, Marquita, and Charvel. They had got me over to the bed. And I was propped up on all my pillow wedges like I was supposed to be. But I was laying flat so they could get under my breast with the blow dryer. Everything had to be blow dried. And all of a sudden, I just started choking. I had a big phlegm come up. Well, at this moment, this is like the day after surgery. And so I was super weak. I could not cough. I was supposed to put a pillow over my abdomen if I sneezed or coughed or anything. Such pain was there. I couldn't, like I can now, I couldn't do that. So I sit up immediately and I looked at them. Marquita was on my right. Charvel was on my left and my husband was in front of me. And they were like, what? And I was like, it's okay. I have a phlegm, but I can't get it up. And it just kept rising up and it cut off my windpipe. I could not breathe. In that moment, I could not breathe. I could not get it. Marquita was like, it out, like, clear it out. Charvel was going, clear it out. My husband was going, just spit it out. And I couldn't talk. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't do anything. It would not go up. It would not go down. And I panicked. I did. My husband, I know I did, but he's told me the look in your eyes, you thought you were dying. We've had this conversation since. And it went on. In my mind, it seemed like it lasts over a minute. My husband has since looked it up, and you can go 3 minutes without oxygen. So he was like, you weren't going to die. But Marquita had to get on the bed, and literally, so after surgery, I'm stitched all the way around. She had to beat my back to death, basically, to get that to either move up or move down. And Charvel was pulling on me, trying to get the lodge to move, and it would not move. I'm not kidding you when I tell you, I thought in that my whole life flashed before my eyes in that moment, and all I could see was my kids and my grandkids, and I thought I was going to die. And he couldn't help. He doesn't know what to do. He has nothing medical, and they're beating my back, and she's pulling on me, and finally, I just swallowed it. It went down, and I pretty much just passed out on the bed because I was so exhausted, but I thought I was going to die in that moment. I really did. I thought I've got this surgery, and I'm going to die from it. And if it would not have been for Med Miami and Charvel, I think I would have, because my husband didn't know what to do and I didn't know what to do. And so that is so emotional for me to even, it's so emotional for me to even talk about. Well, then for the days after, I couldn't go in that bedroom. I couldn't lay in the bed because that was supposed to be my recovery bed. I couldn't even look at that bed. So I had to use a completely different bathroom. I was so traumatized. I'm still traumatized by that moment. I still haven't laid down flat ever. I've never laid down flat since my surgery. I have 4 pillows on my bed right now that I sleep on every night I sleep up, because I'm so scared that that's still in there. And I know now that I'm strong enough to get it up, but I'm traumatized. Like it, that moment traumatized me.
I remember because we had talked, and you were very emotional and you were telling me about it. I got, obviously, I was very choked up and so upset for you that you had to go through something like that. But I want to touch on the importance of your team and having the support, because when I had my fleur de lis last year, I had a breathing complication. I got a pulmonary embolism in my lung. And when I called for help, I called 911. It was a team of men. They were not familiar with dealing with any issues related to plastic surgery. And so I was treated as though I was a hysterical female because I was wearing a compression garment, and they wouldn't listen to me, and they laid me flat. And I remember driving in the ambulance, it was pouring rain. They had to redirect me to 3 hospitals because it was New Year's Eve. And I thought for a good 45 minutes that I was going to die flat on my back. I couldn't breathe. I was all alone. And so when you were telling me that story, that was flashing back in my mind. And I'm thinking to myself, thank God you had your team there. You had the nurse, you had Bobby, you had Charvel, you had people who knew that there could be complications that could arise like that, that something like that could happen. And that's why it's so important that we talk about plastic surgery, that we talk about skin removal. And the fact that no matter how much you are prepared, you need to have people when you are going through a recovery like that who are going to be there for you, who are going to advocate for you, who are going to support you and look for those signs. Because had you not had that, had you been alone, Tanya?
Absolutely. Had I been alone, I would not be here today. I don't have a shadow of a doubt about that moment. I owe Charvel and Marquita and my husband my life. I can never repay them for what they did for me. And then in the days coming, they could see that I was traumatized by that. And so they just shut that bedroom door, because every time I had to walk past it to go to the restroom, so they just shut the door. Like, they were so fabulous. The fridge was stocked, but I didn't want anything in the fridge. I'll be honest with you. They asked me what I wanted to eat, the foods I normally eat, protein wise. I sent them a huge list. They bought it based off the fridge. I wanted none of it. My husband was like, you are being so contrary. They have all this food. And I was like, but none of it sounds good to me. I have, right now I'm having a hard time. I have my water here, but I'm having a really hard time getting in my water right now. My lips stay tapped. And so that's the telltale sign of dehydration. My lymphatic lady, she came on Monday, and as soon as she saw me, my leg, had a little bit of leg tremors when she's doing my legs and she's massaging me. And she looked at my lips and she said, you're dehydrated. 100%. You're dehydrated. And so I'm really trying to get back on. You're just not hungry. You're not hungry after surgery.
You don't want to eat. You don't want to drink.
Shakes. Yeah. You can drink your protein shakes and you can drink your water, but like it, set a timer on your phone, do whatever you can to try to get it in, because I got myself so low because I was traumatized by that moment, for one. I knew my husband was leaving, for two. And it was just, it's a feeling of you're just sick. You just don't feel good. And then you have to dry your bandages and change your dressings. And just, they did all that for me. And I couldn't imagine if I had to go through that by myself. I could not imagine anyone going through that. I had someone ask me this morning if I had a regular job where I had to go in to physically go in to work, would I be able to? I'm 1 month out today, and it took every strength that I had this morning, every ounce of strength I had to get ready to do this podcast this morning. And so there's no way. It has taken a toll on my body. Dr. Redham has told me, my husband has told me, you know, when they cut off your skin, they're all your fat, all your nutrients, all of your, everything is absorbed right here in this area. They cut all that out. Your hormones. I've never cried so much in my life as I have this past month, the Hallmark commercial, I'm crying at 30 seconds in. I mean, I've Bobby can say one little snippy thing and it's just, I'm in tears. And so it's your hormones and your nutrients and everything is being cut out. And your body has to have, you have to give your body time to produce all that again. And I think that that's the part I wasn't ready for. I wasn't ready for all the emotions and all of the, I need help, because I haven't needed help since I had my weight loss surgery and lost my weight. I'm a super independent woman. I can do it. I can.
Doesn't
do it all.
That trigger you too, though, for me? Yes. Because I remember when they cut off the 47 pounds last year, like you're saying, I went to sleep. I woke up 3 hours later and my body's 47 pounds lighter. And you're so emotional. You're so exhausted. You're all the things. Yes. But also, as having been weight loss warriors like we are, mm-hmm. we've gotten to the point where we take care of everything ourselves. And I don't like to ask for help. I don't want the help because I pride myself in being able to do it. So having to ask for help, that was something I've struggled with, even going through my recovery with my thigh lift. I was apologizing constantly to Mike. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I need help. I need you to. I need you to sit me up. I'm sorry. I need you to help me with my garment. He's like, baby, you don't need to be sorry. And of course, your team is the same way. Don't be sorry. Don't feel bad. You need the help. But mentally and emotionally, you are going through so many things all at one time. And I don't know about you, but I've definitely had little bouts of depression since my surgery. I feel great sometimes, but like having to wear the garment, having the open incisions, having all the swelling, and like you said, the mental, emotional, physical aspect of healing itself, it takes a toll on your body. And mm-hmm. you and I have great support networks. That's why we're always pushing that to people, telling everyone, like, you need a tribe.
You need an out. You have to have an out. If I didn't have you have to talk to, if I didn't have you to call anytime, the Faja drives me crazy. The compression yes. garment you have to wear, it drives me nuts. Yeah. I'm already in my second one, and I'm not on the last hoop yet. And Dr. Rundin, already the last appointment, was like, do you need a smaller Faja? No. I was like, no, I do not. I do not. I can barely breathe. But she was like, that is what shapes your body. You have to wear that. That's what's going to shape your waist and keep the saddlebags that they lapoed off. Keep those off, like the entire thing. And it's, the Faja drives me crazy. But the same. Asking for help.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Eric Smith, and you may recognize me from TLC's 1,000 Pound Sisters. I got a quick question for you. Are you considering a journey towards a healthier, more confident you? Let me introduce you to Bari Prep and Recover. Not only does our program help you choose the right bariatric surgery and prepare for the procedure, but we also have resources to help make sure it's affordable for anyone seeking this life-changing option. Our comprehensive support doesn't stop there. We're with you every step of the way, guiding your recovery journey. With personalized individual nutritional and mental health coaching, following a program that I helped develop, you'll feel empowered with the tools for lifelong success. Plus, our personal concierge is there to support you throughout the entire process, from pre-surgery to post-surgery care. Visit our website at poprecoverysystems.com for more information and take the first step towards a healthier future with Bari Prep and Recovery.
So there was one morning I couldn't get up. I could not get up out of bed, and I have my wedge pillows, and I have all my pillows behind me. So I'm basically almost up. I could not get myself. I tried with my elbow. I poked my elbows in. I scooted Bobby's pillows over. Like, I was not asking for him to come and just get me out of bed that day. And I almost pulled the stitches underneath my armpit because they took all my side boob off. I almost pulled those stitches because I'm so stubborn-headed. He came in and he said, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm trying to get up." And he was like, "And you didn't call me in here. Why? You've almost pulled the stitches out of your armpit." And he was like, "Do you want to have to go back to Houston or do you want to ask me for help?" And I was like, "Please help me up." And so he got me up and he was like, "From now on, it's just a known thing. Mm-hmm. When you wake up," because he wakes up before I do now, our routine has completely flip-flopped. I sleep later. We used to get up together. Now we don't. I sleep. As soon as you wake up, call for me. I will come and help you up. And it's just a little pull of his hands on my hands. It's just a little bit of help to take that tension off of my belly button, off of my stomach. But it's so hard. It is so hard to ask my daughter, who's here, to do things because I pride myself on being, you know what? I didn't do this for 40 years almost. I let everybody else do everything around this house, or this house was filthy. And now it's hard for me to say, like, hey, the dishes need to be done and I can't stand that long to do them yet. I can rinse out my things and put them in the sink, but they need to be in the dishwasher. I'm like, can you put them in the dishwasher? It's hard for me to say, can you help me put my pants on? Can you tie my shoes? Just little things like that. It's so hard because we pride ourselves on being strong, independent women that have conquered the world, basically.
And we want to get back to our new normal, right? You want to get back to your normal. You want to feel normal again. The reason why we share all of these personal private details is because we know that there are others out there who are dealing with the same thing, you know, who are going through plastic surgery, who may be going through any kind of bariatric surgery, and you may be doing it alone, you know, but this goes to show you, no matter how much you can prepare, you need to know that you're going to be flexible. You're going to have to be flexible. You may have stocked up on all the foods and protein shakes, but you need to know that you may not be able to drink them. You're also going to need to be prepared to ask for help and fight that inner part of you that doesn't want to ask for help. So if you're going through this, know you're not alone. Tanya and I have both been going through it in our own ways. For me, this time around, I will say that having my full thigh lift, and they threw in the Monsplasty last minute, which was game changing for me. This has been a much easier surgery physically for me, mentally and emotionally. I don't think my body has still caught up with the fleur-de-lis that I had last year. I mean, all within the time period of just over a year, I've had two plastic surgery experiences, and I am so grateful for them. They have changed my life, my body image, the way I think about myself, the way I move through the world, and I couldn't be happier. But it's still hard. It's still really, really hard. And I know that you have been going through it. And I'm so grateful. This is, again, when we share, because we're genuinely friends. And we have kept each other going through this entire experience. And I just am so grateful for you, for our friendship, for the Pop Recovery team, who literally, like, if it wasn't for them, I would not have been making the proper food and nourishing my
body.
That's
what I was going to say.
Dealing with the mental health aspect of it. They have literally kept me going. Yes.
When I had weight loss surgery 4.5 years ago, I didn't have a support system like I have now. I had my husband, I had my kids, and I had my mom back then because she was so with us. And had no mental, had no nutrition, I had a nutritionist that was at the clinic I was at, and she was amazing. But there was no, if I need something from home, like we had Zoom, like I do with Pop Recovery. So I've as soon as surgery was over, my phone was flooded, of course, with texts, but it was all from the Pop team. They were like, "How are you? Let's set up it. When you're ready for the mental, let's do that. When you're ready, if you need help with the nutrition, because Charvel told us your taste had changed, let's talk about that. Let's talk about all that." And I also think our bodies are so much, and you might have told me this, our bodies are so much healthier now going through plastics than they were when we went through our weight loss surgery. So that's a huge factor. Going into weight loss surgery, I was not healthy. That was hard for me. Going into this has also been hard, but I don't think Dr. Rednan, if I wasn't in shape like I am now, there's no way that I could have had all of this done at one time. There's no way. And something else I want to touch on is the medication. I want to touch on that because for me, so I had two narcotics that I was to take. And I know you warned me about those. I had 5 to 7 other people warned me about not staying on the narcotics too long. And I did. I did. I've only been off of, I'm a month out, and I've only been off of the narcotics for 5 days. And so I texted Dr. Redman and I told her I was panicking because I was just taking the medicine like I was in the beginning. I stayed taking the medicine just like from the beginning all the way to about 3 weeks. And I texted her and I was like, listen, I only have 2 Oxy left. I think I had 4 Valium left. And I was like, I better have another prescription. And she was like, well, listen, you should be off of those basically already. That's for the beginning. Those are not things that you stay on and try to rely on. Well, I wasn't taking one of those doses out and putting in the Tylenol like I should have. So I've had friends come over since I've been off in the past 5 days. I've had about 2 friends that they check on me every day. So they've come over. They literally, I didn't even know this. You probably know this, Teresa. You'll tell me this probably. One of my friends, she said, this is the first lucid conversation that we've had with you. You fell off, blah, 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 blah. You were, every word you slurred for 3 weeks, you slurred. You didn't know what you were talking about. You were out of it. You would fall asleep during conversations. Like you were just like in and out. This is the first lucid conversation that we've had. And I was like, what? And they were like, yeah. And then my other friend was like, you stopped taking the narcotics, didn't you? And I was like, yes. So that is something that needs to be talked about more.
I totally agree. And we did have that conversation prior to, and the only reason that I even was aware of that was because of my plastic surgery last year, and the narcotics really messed me up. I stayed on them for weeks. For myself, this last time with my surgery, I stopped the narcotics after 3 days. That was so hard for me to do, but I don't like the way that they make me feel mentally, physically, emotionally. They really mess with me.
I didn't want to get up every hour and walk like I was supposed to. I wasn't getting my walking in. I wasn't meeting my protein goal. I wasn't even comprehending that I wasn't even taking my vitamins. And I always take my vitamins. Like that's something that I'm super strict about. That was all that. And my husband attested that too. He was like, Tanya, this past week, you're a completely different person. You are you. You are back. You are spunky. You got a little attitude going. And he was like, before you were just like, okay, whatever. Like you were groggy. And he was like, that was, so I'm so glad that I'm not taking those anymore.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to do, to pull yourself off of those painkillers, I know, and start replacing it with Tylenol. But it does start to bring you back to feeling like yourself again, which is so important. And I can see that today with you. I've seen it the past few days that you're starting to feel like yourself again. And I'm so glad. And that I'm glad that you brought that topic up, because people think that the longer you stay on it, the better that it is for you. But like you said, I struggled too last year with not eating or moving or drinking because you're staying drugged. Again, so important to rely on your support network, because they can call you out on that and they can try to help you and guide you and get you back on track. And we are all so glad that you are doing better, that you're feeling better. Let's talk. I want to talk a little bit about how we look and how we're feeling, because you have gone through massive changes physically. I've seen some of the pictures, the ones you sent me, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so happy for you. I know how that must feel. I want to talk about that a little bit.
Yes, it feels amazing. There was a song that I found, you know, I searched for like the perfect songs, all the songs and quotes and things like that. And it says, I've been waiting for this moment forever. I feel like I've been waiting for this moment forever. And that's exactly what I feel like. When I look in the mirror and I don't have on my compression garments and I'm fresh out of the shower and I've been blow dried and I can see my shape and I have my breasts where they're supposed to be and they're perky and I have a little bitty tiny waist that I got from my mom, even though Dr. Redman helped me out with that, but that's from my mom. And I do not have the hanging skin. I can see my vagina when I look in the mirror. I can see, so even I have a spot on, it helped my legs, which is what Dr. Redman told me. When you go all the way around with the lift, it is not only just going to help your stomach area. It is going to be like a little bit of a butt lift, a little bit of that pubic area lift, which I definitely needed. I had a little awning there going on. And it's going to lift your legs some. My husband watched the surgery. So he knows like how much they removed almost 20 pounds of skin, and then they put some back into my breast for the fat transfer. It is incredible. When I look in the mirror, my legs are slimmer because they also lipoed off the saddlebag area, which were, those saddlebags were huge pockets of fat, as all those are. They lipoed those off. When I look in the mirror, I feel fantastic. Even though I have all the scars and all of the things, still tape and all that, I still can see my shape. And it's like, that is what has been hiding under all of my loose skin this entire time. That's what's been hiding under there. It's an amazing feeling. I have so much, like right now, I just don't want to, which everything is too big in my closet now, but I will still put them on and I can look and I can remember the last time I wore this to church. This was skin tight and I could barely breathe. Like the last time I had these pants on, people on the internet made fun of me for wearing them. And now they look amazing on me. My daughter, she left right before we started recording and she was like, Mom, I can't even believe that you look this way. She's so proud. My husband is so proud. Everyone, like I've had zero in my town. I've went to the grocery store one time already. And everyone is just like, holy smokes. Like you are a smoke show. And I'm like, I don't even know how to react to that comment because I don't feel like I'm a smoke show, but am I a smoke show? I don't know. I mean, I have good this and that and little bitty and I've got curves. It feels really good. And I know you feel the same way.
You are a smoke show, 100%. And the reason I wanted to bring up how you feel is because I know that you and I both have gotten comments from people. Most people are super supportive, but the idea that we have had plastic surgery because we're vain or anything like that. And I wanted you to share what you just did about the freedom, the sense of freedom that you haven't ever felt because that skin is removed. Now, for both of us, in many ways, the surgeries were medically necessary. You lose tons of weight, you have all the loose skin. But I know for myself, having the skin removal surgeries, it's the first time in my entire life where I feel beautiful. I am not constantly preoccupied in my thoughts with the loose skin, with the fact that people can see that there's skin hanging in different places. And for me, that's why I had the surgeries. That is why I did it. Not because I'm vain, not because I think I'm better than anybody else, or I don't want to wear my loose skin as a badge. I wanted so desperately that sense of freedom. And I hear that in your voice. And that makes me so happy.
That is what it is. It is freedom. That's it. Like right now, I could take my notebook and set it in my lap. I've never had a lap. I literally, 4 years ago, was putting a bowl of cereal on my belly and eating. Like it was a table. It was like my table. And now I have a lap. I had one particular comment. And it, you know, we get those comments and we say like, don't lean into the negative because there are to one negative comment, we have millions of positive ones. And that's so true. But those negative comments sometimes get you because this lady in particular, she's followed me for a long time. She said, I'm unfollowing you. If you get the skin removal that you're talking about, I'm unfollowing you because you're no longer one of us. You're no longer obese. You're no longer a weight loss warrior like you say you are. So I'm unfollowing you if you get the surgery. And I never replied. I don't think I replied back to her. But that stuck with, oh, no, you what? You know what? I did. I clapped back to her. That's right. I did. I clapped back to her. I don't ever do a clap back. But I did clap back to her. And I said, I will always be one of you because I have been one of you, meaning morbidly obese my entire life. I will never forget what it felt like to want to stay home and your family go eat without you because you didn't want people looking at you or what you were eating. I'll never forget sitting at the bottom of the bleachers at every single ball game both of my kids had because I couldn't come to this top. Sitting at the bottom alone because you could barely see at the bottom. But that was the only spot. Like, I will never forget all those feelings of being that morbidly obese person. And what you and I are doing is trying to inspire those people to know that, you know what? If we did it, you can do it too. It is possible. You can transform your life. You can take your life back. That's what we're talking about. That's why we're sharing our stories.
Transform your life. And that is what we've done. And transformation, it involves many stages. There are many aspects of a transformational journey. And I am not ashamed or embarrassed of the stage that I am at in my life. I spent So most of my life, weighing over 600 pounds, being isolated in a room, literally believing that I was probably just going to die unhappy and never having really truly lived my life. And now I remember praying for a tribe. I wanted a strong group of women whose journeys resonated with my own. And I have that now because of our journeys, because in our paths collided, because we embarked on these journeys, because we were brave and decided to take back control of our lives. And that is exactly what I say unites us. It is why we work together. It is why we have partnered with POP, because we want to surround ourselves with other people, other women who are like-minded, who are uplifting, who are strong, who are empowering, and who don't let the noise and the chatter, the negative things take precedence anymore. We fight. We have fought to bring out our inner light, right? And there's nothing that's going to stop us at all. And we want other people to know that that is attainable. You can bring out that light again within you. And when you do, you're not going to let anything stop you. And you
You shine. Mm-hmm. You shine. When you let that light come out, I love how you said that it's seasons, because that's how I've always felt about a weight loss journey. Like for me, I've always felt, and now that we have this community of weight loss warriors, whether you're at the beginning or whether you've already had your classics, there are people at every stage. It's seasons. It's weight loss. You think about having the weight loss surgery for morbidly obese. I thought about it for years. I was so scared. Had no idea where to start. If I would have had POP back then, this would have happened 10 years ago instead of just 4 years ago. And, you know, you have your surgery. There are people who are plateaued. There are people who have lost all the weight that they can possibly lose, and now they have a loose skin, but they can't afford to get it removed. Like, it's just seasons. It's stages. You can do it all. You can go from start to finish now that POP is here, because now they can finance for you if your insurance doesn't approve it. Like, there are so many things. That's why we're talking about this. People think, oh, well, they got their skin removed, but that's not attainable for me. Yes, it is. You lost your weight. You're left with loose skin. I've had so many, just like you said, wear it as a badge. I've had so many people say, well, I thought you wore your loose skin as a badge. I did, because that's where I thought my journey ended. And then I had a new opportunity and I took it and I grabbed it. And now look, one month, I have completely changed my life with Dr. Random's help, Med Miami's help, POP Recovery's help, my husband's help, my kids' help, your help forever. Like I never have to worry about are my rolls sticking out? I'm going to get a rash in the summer and I'm going to stink and I'm going to, you know, all the things that go with loose skin. My life is changed forever. And I'm forever grateful for, I will shout this from every mountaintop until the day I die for as many people to hear it, as many people, so they know it's possible that you can do this too.
You know, when you are in the moment, like you said, when I was 600 pounds sitting alone in a room, living literally in a recliner because I couldn't lay down, I thought that was the end of my journey. I thought, so my vision for myself included being extremely limited mobility wise, not having friends, not getting married, not doing all the things. That was where I saw my journey as far as it could go. And as you go through the seasons of your journey, you start to see that things are possible that you never realized. I'm dating. I am completely in love. We want to get married someday soon. I am dressing like I did, like I feel the energy wise, like I did when I was in my, thank you. Thank you. But like all of those things I never thought were possible. And it's the same with plastic surgery. I thought it was something that was for other people until I was like, wait, this is actually something that could be a real thing for me. I remember going into surgery the day of my fleur-de-lis last year. I thought that they were going to tell me, even as they were taking me in, oh, it's too much fat. We're not going to be able to take it off. Like, that's how hard it was for me to grasp that my life was truly about to change and go to another level. And again, this is why we share, because you and I are regular, everyday people. I've worked in education my entire life. I come from a poor working class family. Like, these are things that we have manifested and brought about in our own lives by believing in ourselves, by pushing ourselves outside of our comfort zone, and by reaching out and building a support network, even when it was really hard for us to do that. And if we can do it, Tanya, anyone
can do it. Anyone can do it. Anyone can do it that wants to do it.
Thank you for tuning in to the Transform Your Life podcast. And remember, your journey to a happier, healthier life starts with just one step. Together, we'll guide you towards sustainable weight loss, holistic wellness, and a renewed sense of vitality. Don't wait any longer to invest in yourself and unlock your true potential. Visit our website now to learn more and sign up for our Transformation Academy. Your future self will thank you. Let's transform your life together. Go and visit transformyourlifewithteresaandtanya.com, or you can go over to Instagram and check out our podcast page. The link is in our bio. Go do it now. Your future self is going to thank you.